Healthcare workers have been hit hard by the latest COVID surge. Many report feelings of burnout, and that's in a state that hasn't experienced levels of hospitalization and death as severe as many other parts of the country. Shauna Hill lived in Montpelier until the pandemic required her to move to Burlington. She specializes in mental health care, and she's found it an especially difficult time. That's partly because her work focuses on trauma resilience among healthcare workers, work that never stopped once pandemic lockdowns were imposed in March of last year. She's also a single mother to 8-year-old twins and had balanced work and childcare with her own health problems stemming from a cancer diagnosis years earlier. She spoke with VPR's Mitch Wertlieb about why she ultimately had to pull back from her job to take care of herself and her family.
As I think any healthcare provider working anywhere would say, COVID and particularly the initial lockdown in the very early days hit healthcare entities like a bomb going off. There's really no roadmap or playbook for something that disrupts healthcare provision to the degree that the acute quarantine and stay at home, stay safe orders due to healthcare provision. So it was a really overwhelming time. And I feel really grateful I was available to be a part of that work, but I can say that I saw immediately that we would have a long-term impact on individual healthcare workers and the system itself, because there was just such a multifaceted disruption in everything from care provision itself to the workforce and who's available to come in and keep clinics and hospitals and procedures moving.
How did that kind of intense and draining work schedule you just talked about affect you and your kids?
Well, you know, I try to keep a sense of humor about it. And I think the truth is that I knew the second this happened, you know, that this wasn't going to be something that played out in a way that was balanced or workable or healthy. For me in particular, the challenge was that I was working on, you know, worked from home because of my healthcare vulnerabilities, not in clinic settings, but I was on a computer all day long, every day. And it made it really challenging to try to meet my kids' needs and help with remote schooling and just attend to them. I don't think I'm alone in that, but I do think that being a single parent, and particularly somebody with a traumatic brain injury and executive functioning issues, put me in a situation where I had to dig really deep into my own knowledge about resilience and sort of what to prioritize and what to let go.
Did you share your experience? Have you been able to share your experience and what you've been through with some other healthcare workers or people that you know in the field that are also feeling maybe untethered and overstressed?
Well, I certainly have had some really powerful individual connections with folks. And I will tell you that healthcare workers who are parents are a population who has just had two different pieces of the pandemic impacting us in a way that is just overwhelming and really overwhelms your ability on the day-to-day to know exactly how to show up or to manage it. But the other thing is that folks with health vulnerabilities, ourselves, or who have, say, a spouse or a parent, somebody else that we're a care provider for, we're left in a really challenging situation in that we want and need to work and we have something to offer, but we also have to attend to the health risks. That's a pretty scary and isolating place to be. I'm not the only healthcare provider I know who has a cancer history, mobility issues, chronic pain, et cetera. And all of those things tend to be really reactive to stress. So that's one piece. But the other is that managing our own protection from COVID and trying to work, support our families, figure out if kids should go into public schools or not, and all of that is really, really challenging. And we consider ourselves, particularly if we work in direct patient care, as being a pretty high exposure risk population. So there are a lot of factors, and I think those personal connections are difficult to find because we're so busy, but have been very powerful.
What is something that you would want listeners, the public in general, to know about healthcare workers and specifically mental healthcare workers right now?
Boy, that's such a great question. There's two things that come to mind. The first is that to remember that, you know, we are 18 months into this multifaceted pandemic and the economic impact. And that means that even the people who were in the most robust shape and those of us who have a lot of tools for resilience and well-being are far past what's known in resilience science as your surge capacity, which is that sort of ability to just pull it together and do really hard things for a while. And, you know, we all passed that a long time ago. And so, you know, the things I think that really make a difference to healthcare providers and anyone doing behavioral health practice right now, I know that this is the conversation we're having, is for folks to be as patient and flexible and give us as much grace in your interactions with us as you can on the day-to-day, because there are long waits. People are not getting the care that they need. Providers are needing to take time off or take breaks. And the other piece is that the healthcare system is struggling before the pandemic, and some of the challenges we're having with things like access or schedules, these real frustrations are more complicated than just people need to come to work and things like this. And so our healthcare system here in Vermont needs a lot of support, and I see hope that we're getting it. But asking the public to just have a lot of grace for those of us working in this system and to keep themselves healthy, if we can keep our system as available as possible and keep our patient care moving as needed, then that makes it more sustainable for folks over time.
Shauna, have you found some ways for yourself of dealing with some of those stresses? You mentioned keeping yourself healthy. I imagine that's a lot more difficult than it sounds, but are there little things that you can do perhaps, or things that you have found that have helped you?
Sure. Well, the good news is one of the concepts I've been teaching for years is that there's sort of a core toolkit for well-being that has been true over all of human history in all populations everywhere. And this is what I rooted me and my kids in, and it's what I'm doing again right now that I'm working more flexibly and have more time, which is remembering those very basic building blocks of things like nutrition, sleep, movement. Those are really important, but also human connection, creativity, and things that kind of make us have a spark. Those are the things that really keep our brains and bodies healthy. And folks who found a way to have, you know, movement, connection, creativity, and keep some of those building blocks in place are looking more resilient right now. And that's what I'm focusing on entirely. I'm working on finishing a book project on trauma with a colleague and creating some content. But mostly I'm plugging in with my kids and trying to do things that just make my body and brain feel alive, because there hasn't been space for that.
Shauna Hill is a trauma psychotherapist, a neuroscience educator, behavioral health and education consultant as well. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Mitch. Take care.